Hello, everyone. It's 3:30, and this is NA College Radio News. I'm Cindy Lu with Michelle Liao and Yulin Wang. Today, we're all going to do commentaries. Beijing 2008 Summer Olympic Games has brought up a lot of controversial issues. As Tibetan protesters disturbed Olympic torch ran everywhere in the world, there are tons of reports about torch relay every day on internet and TV. Aren't you getting tired of this news? Olympic Games is such a good opportunity to get people from different countries together and bring out a peaceful spirit. However, now it has become the platform for Tibet people to get attention from the world. Troublesome torch news is everywhere. On April 7th, in Paris, there was an athlete on wheelchair who was attacked by anti-China protesters. I think these guys have crossed the line. She was disabled, and protesters should leave her alone. Tibetans have already got enough attention from the world. Now it's like a news bombardment to people. They have brought out the awareness, and I think they can stay away from it from now on. And no more torch reports, please. Now let's hear more commentaries from Michelle.
Thanks, Cindy, and good afternoon. Everywhere you go, patios are now being opened for people to enjoy the beautiful warm weather that's arrived. It's hard to be cooped up indoors with the sun shining so brightly outside. But doesn't it drive you nuts when you can't find a seat? All you want to do is sit outside and enjoy a nice cold beer or an iced drink from your local coffee shop. All you want to do is relax. All you want to do is bathe in the warmth of the sun. You don't want to be stressing out over waiting for a seat on an overcrowded patio. With patios now opening, hordes of people swarm out. These places just don't have the capacity to hold that many people. At my local Starbucks, the patio has roughly 5 tables out, and that's hardly enough. I've seen people settle on standing around the front door or even sitting on the curb waiting for people to leave. But the funny thing about that is their waiting is useless. People just don't leave. They camp out for hours on end with their empty drinks. What they need is a time limit, or maybe common courtesy.
Thanks, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. Most drivers think they're experts behind the wheel, but I haven't met anybody who can drive and talk on a cell phone at the same time without impairing their driving somehow, unless they're using a headset. This weekend, when I was driving to work, I encountered a driver who was trying to do both. I was driving at the speed limit, but the person in front of me was driving relatively slower. At first, I figured the driver was being cautious, but then I began to get irritated and decided to pass them. When I passed by and saw the driver with one hand on the steering wheel and with the other on a tiny phone, I was really annoyed. So please, drivers out there, be courteous to your fellow drivers and use a headset or pull over. I know nobody likes to be behind the driver who is chatting on the phone instead of watching the road. And that's all the commentary we have for this afternoon. Now let's send it back to Cindy for the wrap.
Okay, that's all the news we have today. On behalf of all of us here in San Diego College Reading News, thank you very much and have a great afternoon.
Everywhere you go, patios are now being opened for people to enjoy the beautiful warm weather that's arrived. It's hard to be cooped up indoors with the sun shining so brightly outside. But doesn't it drive you nuts when you can't find a seat? All you want to do is sit outside and enjoy a nice cold beer or an iced drink from your local coffee shop. All you want to do is relax. All you want to do is bathe in the warmth of the sun. You don't want to be stressing out over waiting for a seat on an overcrowded patio. With patios now opening, hordes of people swarm out. These places just don't have the capacity to hold that many people. At my local Starbucks, the patio has roughly 5 tables out, and that's hardly enough. I've seen people settle on standing around the front door or even sitting on the curb waiting for people to leave. But the funny thing about that is their waiting is useless. People just don't leave. They camp out for hours on end with their empty drinks. What they need is a time limit, or maybe common courtesy.